With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. It was a big week for local business news, but some of the top stories involved departures. The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, joins us now to talk about that. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve. We are talking about three major announcements early in the week. Aerojet announced plans to mostly abandon the Sacramento region, relocating or eliminating 1,100 of its 1,400 jobs here. Also, Jim McGran, the CEO of Rancho Cordova-based VSP Global, stepped down to pursue other opportunities. And finally, Pennsylvania-based Advanced Call Center Technologies announced 135 layoffs at its North Highlands site.
What are these job losses going to mean for the Sacramento area economy?
Well, the call center I mentioned signed its lease in North Highlands in 2012. At the time, it was expected to bring 2,000 jobs to the area, but now we don't know how many of those jobs remain.
And Aerojet?
Well, Aerojet, of course, is a more familiar name locally. It had a major presence in the area since the early 1950s, and it employed around 20,000 people at its height during the space race in the 1960s. Now, this week's announcement wasn't entirely surprising, since Aerojet moved its headquarters out of the area this past summer. Still, local economists say that anytime you lose 1,000 jobs, it's a significant blow to the local economy.
Let's talk about a business that's growing. Local co-working space, the Urban Hive, announced plans this week to expand a new location.
The Urban Hive is expanding to the Cannery Business Park, which is off Alhambra Boulevard. Founder Brandon Weber says the expansion is necessary to keep up with Urban Hive's growth. More than 100 companies are now based out of that local co-working space.
This isn't the only technology business at the Cannery, right?
Correct. Over the summer, local developer Mark Friedman announced plans to transform the former tomato canning plant into a tech campus. SupportPay, a Bay Area tech firm that was recruited to the Sacramento region, is also leasing space at the cannery.
What will happen to the Urban Hive's current location in Midtown?
Well, it will keep that space, which is at 1931 H Street. The amount of space it has available at the cannery is more than double what it has in Midtown. The new location is expected to open in September. Also, Brandon Weber, the founder of the Urban Hive, is still opening IO Labs, a local startup incubator, this summer.
Let's move on to the food and drink world. What's new on the local beer scene?
Quite a bit, actually. This week, the CEO of 12 Rounds Brewing in East Sacramento announced that he's stepping down from management and divesting his ownership of the brewery. Now, this decision follows controversy over political comments made on his personal Facebook page. Also, I have updates on two breweries that are in the works outside of the city of Sacramento. After specializing in taking care of horses' hooves, two local entrepreneurs are bringing Bent Shoe Brewing to an industrial area in Lincoln. It's a roughly $3 million project that could open in August. And over in El Dorado County, Solid Ground Brewing is getting closer to opening in Diamond Springs. We could see some soft opening activities within the next 4 weeks.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.